Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today as we talk about the lawsuit against the poultry industry, implications for the beef business as well in just a moment.
Attention, Oklahoma small business owners with 50 or fewer employees. You may save 60% or more on health coverage for employees through a state subsidy called Insure Oklahoma. It's funded by the Oklahoma Tobacco Tax and subsidizes health coverage premiums for lower to moderate income employees. Ask an insurance agent about Insure Oklahoma. Go to InsureOklahoma.net or call 1-888-365-3742 for more information. Insure Oklahoma, subsidizing health coverage.
This is Tyler LaRue with LaRue & Associates. I'm here to tell you the Insure Oklahoma Healthcare Assistance Plan is absolutely terrific. Any company with 50 or fewer employees can have 60% or more of their qualified employees' premiums paid through Insure Oklahoma. 60%! I've already helped over 150 businesses take advantage of this fabulous program. Call me, Tyler LaRue, 800-994-1950. I'm an authorized producer for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma. Call Tyler LaRue, 800-994-1950.
Monday was day 7 of the case that the Attorney General of the state of Oklahoma has brought against the poultry industry, asking for an injunction to stop all spreading of chicken litter in the Illinois River watershed, period. An environmental engineer, though, says that officials should not be focusing on poultry litter as the only pollutant in the Illinois River watershed. Samuel Mayota of the Institute of Environmental Health Laboratories and Consulting Group says waste left by cattle, rodents, deer, and waterfowl play a huge role in the bacteria levels in the area. Mayota was called by attorneys for the 13 Arkansas-based poultry companies during the seventh day of testimony in Drew Edmondson's preliminary injunction case to prevent the disposal of chicken waste in the river watershed. Mr. Edmondson, the Attorney General, claims that unless the injunction is granted before the spring rains, bacteria in the waste could pose a health threat to thousands of visitors. Mayota testified that manure from an estimated 200,000 cattle raised in the watershed proved a better environment for bacteria to grow in instead of the poultry litter that spread on farm fields as a dust-like material and exposed to sunlight that kills contaminants. Edmondson accused the poultry companies of treating Oklahoma's rivers like open sewers when he initially sued the companies back in 2005. Of course, that overall lawsuit still hangs out there and is probably another year from actually starting. Meanwhile, the Attorney General, in response to the poultry industry's arguments that bacterial blame does not belong solely to the poultry industry, Edmondson told the Northwest Arkansas Gazette for their internet edition that we're willing to go where the evidence takes us. He's saying that he would be willing to battle the cattle industry if need be. Of course, the lawsuit, the injunction request, and those comments by Attorney General Drew Edmondson very worrisome to animal agriculture, not just in Oklahoma and Arkansas, but literally across the country. There have been friend of the court petitions filed by numerous out of the area agriculture groups. American Farm Bureau's weighed in, Texas Cattle Feeders has weighed in, Texas Farm Bureau's weighed in, and a lot more about this particular injunction request. Well, it seems OSU's Dr. Daryl Peels tells us that feeder cattle market in Oklahoma have increased seasonally over the last 3 weeks, but total sales have been less than a year ago, as we just don't have that many cattle on wheat pasture at all this year overall. Had is probably the operative word, as most of those cattle are now off of wheat pasture as we try to save the wheat crop for maximum grain yield here in 2008. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
National Livestock Credit offers the best of all worlds to our customers. Interest rates below New York Prime, stability for cattle financing through ups and downs in the market since 1932, and individual service based on your needs. Many of our customers tell us they wish they'd chosen National Livestock Credit 20 years earlier. Make the call today. You'll be glad you did. Let us explain the difference National Livestock Credit can make in your operation. The number to call is 800-310-0220. That's 800-310-0220.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes.